I'm Lexi Bates, here with Mike Schulte, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, here with a harvest report. So Mike, how is the wheat harvest going in Oklahoma right now?
Yes, Lexi. So we just got a really good start this past weekend in the state. We are running a week behind schedule from what we normally would be in southwest Oklahoma, and a lot of that has been due to just large amounts of rain and then high humidities. So starting on Saturday and Sunday, we really started seeing grain being taken in a lot of locations in southwest Oklahoma, up into areas of central Oklahoma. Even though grain has been accepted at those locations, we did get late starts on Saturday and Sunday just because of the high humidity levels. But right now on early test cuttings, considering everything that the crop has gone through, things do look pretty favorable as of today. Now, there is great concern that that might change as well as the forecast, predicted forecast for this coming week is predicted for large amounts of rain in many parts of southwest and central Oklahoma. So I think producers are concerned about that because once the crop is ripened, at this point in time, we really just don't need moisture. It really can create a lot of challenges for us. And so, but overall right now, early indications on what has been brought in, the crop is faring well. We've had decent yields being reported across the state in those locations, anywhere from the mid-20s to mid-40s. We've had some higher intensive management fields being reported at making in the mid-50s and have been favorable to this point. We've had some lower test weights at 58.5 pounds per bushel. But most test weights are ranging around 60 to 63 pounds per bushel, depending on locations. And so also proteins being reported right now on early test cuttings, ranging from 11 to 11.5% for the most part. We've had some higher 12s in some sporadic locations. And so our hope is maybe we'll get into some higher proteins as we move forward regarding that.
You mentioned southwestern Oklahoma. So where are you guys headed next, predicting your next harvest area to be?
Well, so right now we have started on the state line, the Oklahoma-Texas state line, down by Granfield Temple in Chattanooga. And so they were harvesting in areas of Altus and Lone Wolf, as well as harvest has kind of done a leapfrog. There's some areas then around Apache and Cordell that weren't quite ready yet. And so in central Oklahoma, we have been harvesting in regions like Greenfield, Okarchi, Kingfisher, and Watonga. I suspect that if we could get another day or two in some of those lower lying areas down by Apache, and then sometimes where it is a little bit later in western parts, that we would see machines moving. But they are predicting anywhere, depending on what weather forecast you're looking at, anywhere from 4 to 9 inches in parts of southwest and central Oklahoma over the next coming week. And then also rain predictions in western Oklahoma, anywhere from 1.5 to 3 inches of moisture as well. And so if those rains do come in like they're talking beginning tonight, certainly that's going to hinder us from moving forward. And so I think it's going to be anybody's guess as to where we will really begin next, but I suspect based on the way things are setting itself up for this year, since harvest has been delayed in southwest Oklahoma, we're probably going to be looking at harvesting, just really being ready all across the state at the same time.
That's been Mike Schulte, the Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, with the latest harvest report. Mike, thank you for the update.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm Lexi Bates, reporting for KFRM.